if you want to be polite to somebody, and guess suppose it's a lady, what would you say?
I would say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
If somebody really didn't want to go somewhere, you'd say he blank dreaded the place.
I would say he just don't want to go. I would say, why you don't want to go? You dread the place. That's what I would say.
Okay. Well, I wanted to find out, like, what kind of things did you do in order to make it to where you are now? You know,
when we moved to town, when I say town, right here, I was living with my brother and his wife. And I started working in a college center for Father Brown and his wife. And then after Father Brown and his wife, you know, she died and he left. And then Ed was running the grill. And then I start working for him. And I worked for him 10 years. I worked for him 10. And then after it stopped running the grill, a man named Christian, well, they run the grill. Well, I worked for them until they stop running the grill. And then after Kristen stopped running the grill, then I Warren to start running the grill. And then I wait for Warren until Warren stopped running the grill. And then after Warren stopped running the grill, I start working for James down at the El Morocco. And Reverend Miller was down there. He was running the El Morocco. And then I started working down there to El Morocco. And then after I left the El Morocco, I started working to the truck stop. Right down there. They were running the truck stop. Mm-hmm. But I started working there. And then after the truck stop went out of business, then I started working for a lady named Georgia May Housework. And then I worked for her 10 years before I stopped working for her.
God.
10 years I worked for her. I raised 2 children for her. When they were 6 weeks old, she went back to work. She was working at Robin Feed. And when her babies got 6 weeks old, she started back to work. Went back to work at Robin Field. And I took care of the babies. They were babies 6 weeks old, you know. I raised them from babies, two boys. And now they are about, one of them 15 and the other about 13 I raised. And then after I left Miss May, she moved to Robin Field. She said, Beth, I'm going to move to Robin Field because after this school, she said, I got mixed up and there's too many children going to school out there for my children to learn anything. And she was sending her children to Perry, to the private school. Before she moved, they was going to Perry, to the private school. And I was still working for her. But she said, if it wasn't for these schools mixed up, she said, I was still living for Beth.